This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abba. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua, Simin Kuf Samach, Sif, Yud Aleph, Mayim, Sheyesh Loi Safek, Im Nasa Behem Melachim. Let's say you have water that you have a Safek, whether Melacha was done. You're not sure. Oy Sheyesh Loi Safek, Im Yesh Behem Kashir Amlav. Or you have a Safek, whether you have the requisite amount. Oyim Him Tameyim Oy Taharim, or if the water is Tamei or Tahar. Now, what does it mean, Tamei or Tahar? How do you have Tamei water? What of what relevance is it to Netzias then whether the water is Tamei or Tahar? We'll have to see. Oy Safikim Natal Yadavad Love. You're not even sure if you washed your hands. Tahar, you're Tahar. The Chol Sfeik Tara Biyadayim Tahar. Any Safik in Tara Sidam is Tahar. Now, let's examine each case. You have water if you're not sure if Malacha was done. So that, L'chayra, in that case, you should be able to be Mako because there's a Chazaka on the water. Water wasn't done. Water has a Chezkas. It's assumed it's that it's in a state where when it started, Malacha wasn't done. So L'chayra, Chazaka should say, you're allowed to use the water. Or let's say like this. Or now, in the case where you're not sure if there's a shear or not, then l'chayra in that case, you don't have any chazak at all. You just don't know whether it's the shear or not. Or let's say you're mesupik if it's tamay or tahar. The Mishnah Berurah says it means pasul or kasher. There also l'chayra there's chazaka. If you're mesupik, if you wash your hands, there you have chazaka the other way. Your hands are becheskas, not washed. Their chazaka should say that it's not good. But in all of these cases, irrespective of in which direction the chazaka is going, you could be mekel. V'yesh misha omer, there are those who say, shekol zois im yesh lei mayim achirim. This is all if you have other water. Yitol yadav, you should wash your hands. V'yoytzi atzmei min asafek. And you should remove yourself from the category of safek. So there are those who say, the Ravid says, if you have other waters, wash again. Haga, mishalay nato yada v'nagam mayim. Someone who didn't wash his hands and touched water, lay nifsul oisen mayim lenatila. The water doesn't become disqualified. V'lay mikri mayim tmeim. It's not called tamei water. Aval asar lirchot yada mimayim shenata bem chaveri kvar. But you cannot wash your hands from water that your friend already washed his hands. If he touched it, it's okay. If he washed with it, it's not okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Safek im nasa, hainu bein shenastapik achar natila, whether you're mesupik before you washed, ayafilu kaidem natila, or even before, mutter loylita yada behem, you're allowed to use them for natila siyadayim. This din of mayim, that your mesupik is not only post facto, but it's even beforehand. Im ein loy mayim achirim, if you don't have other water. The Shaar HaTzion says it's only if you're mesupik, if there is a shear, then you can't use it lechatchila, because that's a chesaron in yediya. That's a chesaron in yediya, you can't rely on lechatchila. Safek in yediya, you can't rely on lechatchila. What?
Make a brocha on tefillas yadayim?
No, of course not. No. Safek brachas lahaka. But misafek, you could use the water even lechatchila. But you can't make a bracha. Lechaira. Im yesh bahem kashir uvezeh, if it has a shear and you're not sure, uvezeh dafkim nestapik la'achashanat yad. It's only if you're misafek before you washed. Avok b'kaidim loy. Not before. The mashe enoy yodea levara, what you're not able to clarify, im yesh by kasher enoy chashiv safek. That's not considered a safek. Now, my question seems to be pretty good. If you're mesupik about water, whether they became pasul or not. That means, says the Chazon Ish, it's quoted by Reb Chaim Kanevsky in the Shana Halachos. Dershu number 47. Mayim that was kosher to begin with, and then a suffik was noilad. Let's say you're not sure if melacha was done. What happened to Chezkas Kashrus? Says the Chazon Ish, you could use them and you can make a bracha. Chazaka says you can make a bracha. It's only other sveikos where there's no Chezkas Kashrus. Or there are two koisos. One malacha was done and one got poured out. It's this din, meaning the Mechaber is saying that if you're mesupik, whether about water, you're allowed to use it, and the Rama says v'chol safik taras biyadayim tahar, and we presumed you don't make a bracha, says the Chazon Ish, but if the water had a cheskas kashrus, you could make a bracha. Another Chazon Ish, the Mishnah Brura in Archaim Simen Chav Gimel Sivkatan Yagimel writes that if you wash your hands with mayim that's mesupik, you have to wash again midin davar sheishal matirin. That sounds like even though you did it already, you have to wash again. You hear this? The Mishnah Brura in Siman Chav Gimel has an amazing, I'm sorry, the Chazon Ish I think we have to see the Mishnah Berurah further to understand this Chazon Ish. In other words, why is the halacha here that there's a yesh mishaimer that im yesh loy mayim acherim yitol yadav yotzi asmin asafik? Well, if you have other water, why doesn't this become davar sheyesh lo matirin? How do you have a right to rely on the safik ad she yoichlenu be'isr yoichlenu be'heter? Just get out of the safik to begin with and wash your hands again. We'll have to see. Now, the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Mem Zayin Ubazel Davkim Nistapik La'achar Shenat Al Yadav Avol Mikoidem Loi, not beforehand. So if you're not sure if there was a shear, it's only going to be good if you're a Mesupik after you wash your hands, not before. Because if you cannot be Mevarer, that's not considered a Suffik. The Suffik b'machloikas ha-poiskim harehu kishar Suffik. A Suffik, in terms when there's a machloikas ha-poiskim, is like a regular Suffik. Dekimen shalei achriya ba, since it was not nichra, we don't have a definitive conclusion. Harehu Suffik b'milsa d'rabbanan v'naktinan l'hakel. What does it mean you're Mesupik if it's tamei or tahar? Perosh mayim psulin oiksherim. Whether the water is disqualified or not. The Sharatzin explains, first the Mechaber speaks about the psul of Malacha, and Tahar and Tameh are other psulim. Netila l'chulin eina mayim nifsal machmas tamasan. We cannot understand this as Tameh and Tahar literally, because there is no concept of Tameh and Tahar water for Netil Siyadayim for chulin. Vafilu hayu kala sveikais. One second. Kedil el besimen kufnon tesef yud aleph. Then the Mechaber said, if you're mesupik, if you wash your hands or not, tahar. I hear the hands are bechezkas. Tamei. V'hatam dinatil drabbanan hu v'lay echmiru besveika v'afilu hayu kol asveikas yachad ksheirin. Even if you had water, that malacha may have been done with it, and the water might be disqualified, and you're not sure if you washed bechlal, so it's like a sveka, that it's pasul, it's still good. Because we're mekel by netil sida. In other words, you have water, malacha may have been done, the water may be shayfchen, and you're not even sure you did it in the first place. It's okay. V'cha, says the Rama, all sveikos are good. What would an example be? You're not even sure if it was a if the cup had a hole in it or not. Uchahai gavna is a suffik. There's a yesh mishaimer that if you have other water, you should wash again. I'll call hasif kai. It's going on the whole sick. Hasif. V'atam. Kivan she'efsher latzeis bekal midei sveika. Because there's a very easy way to cover all bases. Just wash again. What about a guy who's not sure if he's masupik, if he heard tkiya shofar on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, or he took a lulav on the second day? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Tav Kuf Pehe, the Mechaber says that you don't have to blow again. Likewise, you don't have to take the lulav again. Why doesn't the Mechaber say, what do you mean? But if you have a lulav available, just take it again anyway. Or if you have a shofar, just blow it again. Why is this yesh mi sha'imer, who's the ravid, only in the world of netilas yadayim, which is a real drabanan, as opposed to sveika the yoima, which normally we have to be machmer like a deraisa, and yet we're mekel? In the Chavetz Chaim Sefer Machane Yisrael, he doesn't even bring down the day of the ravid by netilas yadayim. Maybe is it possible that Yom Tov Sheni is a more lenient Rabbanon than Netilas Yadayim? Okay. Yito Yadav. The Beis Yosef Mashma Denochen Lahadar Achar Mayim. The Beis Yosef says not only if you have water, should you wash again? But the Beis Yosef says that it's correct to try to find water. Because if you're not mekayim netilas yadayim properly, it could bring to poverty. So therefore, don't just say, if I have water, I'll wash again, and if I don't, okay, so be it, I'll rely on the Rabbanan. This is we're dealing with a very severe consequences here. We're dealing with the consequences of anios, so therefore you have to take extra precautions. So Rabbi Yeager wants to say, to answer the stira between Siman Kuf Samach and Siman Tav Kuf Pehe, that only in Siman Kuf Samach the Mechaber brings down the Yesh Misha Oimer to begin with. In other words, we sort of have a kasha. The Dirshu had a kasha. Why is this Yesh Misha Omer only brought in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim and not brought in Hilchos Tkiya Shofar and Hilchos Netilas Lulav? So you're going to say, well, because there are severe repercussions here because of the possibility of Anios. I want to say the following, Teretz. I want to say that this is much more strict than Tkiya Shofar and Netilas Lulav. What's the worst case scenario if you don't blow the shofar and you don't take the lulav? You didn't do the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar, and you didn't do the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. But let's say somebody didn't wash their hands. Are they only not doing a mitzvah, or are they become ba'aseh eating without Netila? Is Netilas Yadayim only a mitzvah, or is it usur to eat if you don't wash your hands? L'chayra, you're not allowed to eat if you don't wash your hands. You're not just dealing with a sheva al tasa. L'chayra, you're dealing with an iser b'kum ma'aseh. So maybe that's why the Mechaber says, if you have other waters, then you need to cover your bases. And therefore, I have a question on the Beis Yosef. Why did the Beis Yosef say, nochen lahadar achar mayim, because of kashal anios? Why didn't he say, because maybe it's not a good idea to violate eating without Netilas Yadayim? Is it because since a sveika d'rabbanan, that's not called an isser, it's not usser. There's no isser, it's a suffix, suffix d'rabbanan l'kula. So it's only called eating without washing if I have to wash. If I don't have to wash, it's not called eating without washing. Okay, we'll think about that. Let's say you know you wash properly, and then a suffix arises. You're not sure if you diverted your attention, or you know you didn't. You might have scratched your head. The suffix imnaga behem suffix. You're not sure. Did I scratch my head? Did I not scratch my head? Here, we don't say get out of the suffix because you could use chazaka. Why didn't the Mishnah Berura say, likewise, if Mayim, that your Mesupik of Malacha was Nasa Bahem, in that case also, you don't have to get other waters because of Chazaka. That Chazaka, the Mishnah Berura L'chara does not use. The Chazoy Nish used that Chazaka. The Mishnah Berura did not use that Chazaka. Seems like maybe because you can't use that Chazaka, because even though there's a Chazaka on... Because on the other hand, your hands are becheskas, not washed. But in this case where your hands are becheskas, washed, and now there's a question, did something come up? In other words, maybe the chazoynish's chazaka is not so pasha. The chazoynish won't say, well, you know, why don't we say chazaka, malacha wasn't done with the water. Yeah, but your hands are becheskas tuma, so... Why doesn't the Cheskas Tumah say that maybe the water is no good? All right, we'll hold it over here, okay? Hang on, don't go anywhere.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.